Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, and Gypsy Clipper. It is, holy shit, it's almost 3 o'clock in the morning, and of course I can't sleep, what a surprise. It's kind of a good day. Well, I mean, it's a great day, actually. I definitely didn't set out to start working, you know, like working like I am, but, it's nice. It's really nice. I found a great group of people, and we kind of fall into a really good rhythm. And I got called in. It was my day off, and I had planned on going and getting a post office box, and what else? Oh, getting my driver's license. I want to get my driver's license in Georgia. Number one, I hate my picture in my Illinois driver's license. It looks horrible. But I only have a year left on it. Actually, a little less than a year. And my bus expires in December. And I am probably going to stick with Illinois registration for another year. But I don't know. Oh, and I yawn like I could go to sleep right now, and I have been tossing and turning. Well, not even tossing and turning. I've been up awake since like 1, and I don't know. Tomorrow I've got a full day. You know, it's a today I guess now, and you guys that don't have aren't familiar with dog grooming. It's funny, apparently it's pretty cyclical. You know, I learned how to groom dogs on poodles, like, long, long, long time ago. You know, poodles, shih tzus, like mutts, you know, like shih tzu, poodle crosses, cockapoos, cocker spaniels. I mean, those kind of dogs. I've done a lot of those. Collies, German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, Yellow Labs, that kind of stuff. And here in Georgia, it's Labradoodles. Oh, my God. I say Labradoodles. And it's crazy because they're such good dogs. And they're big and they're hairy. And they require grooming. And I don't know, I mean, people love them. I mean, I don't know why they get them, because, I mean, they're a high-maintenance dog. I mean, here, it's like $65 to get your dog groomed, and, sometimes more, depending on what kind of shape the dog is in. Oh, but it needs to be groomed every 8 weeks, and people don't, I mean, this shop has a really good clientele that's really well-trained, you know, I mean, they know, you know, how often they need to get their dogs groomed, but some of them kind of get caught up and lose track of time, and we had one today, and it had been boarded for 3 weeks, which means it got a lot of baths. But it didn't get groomed, you know, I mean, most boarding kennels don't do both, you know, and if they do, they ask you if you want your dog groomed before you pick it up. And the problem with that is most people don't, you know, board their dogs very often, and so they don't have a relationship with the groomer, and so they don't want to try to explain, you know, how they like the dog groomed. And especially if they already have a regular groomer, they don't like to cheat on their groomer. I mean, most good customers, you know, are you know, repeat business. And that's how you build your clientele. And they've done a really good job here of building a really decent clientele. And this is a self-wash also. So you get, oh, a lot of people that come in and wash their own dogs, which is just funny. Some people do it pretty regular, so they kind of know, you know, the routine. And some people are new at it, and the equipment is pretty intimidating. you know, the dryer is pretty for, it's called a high velocity dryer, and that's what it does. You know, I mean, it's like a car wash dryer. I mean, it's pretty intense. And they give the self-wash customers kind of a tamed down version. So they don't, and they don't use like a concentrator cone, which is like something that, you know, a professional uses, because you know how to use it and you won't knot up the hair and things like that. So you just kind of, it gets it done fast, and it makes it like poofy, so the groomer can do a good haircut. And so if you don't do that, you know, then the haircut looks like shit. Well, I mean, it doesn't look like shit. It's just not as professional looking, you know. I mean, it doesn't last as long either, because you haven't blown out all the curls. So whenever the groomer cuts the hair, it starts to grow out. It starts to grow out like different lengths and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a pretty, you know, high skill level, you know, to blow drying a dog. And number one, and number two, they don't like it. You know, I mean, it's scary. And if you go into it with a dog that just is going to freak out, you're kind of making it worse, you know? So you go in and you're kind of teaching the dog how to deal with, you know, the intense, you know, sound, the intense feeling, you know, I mean, heat too, I mean, things like that. And you know, a good groomer doesn't concentrate the heat in one area. I mean, you kind of keep it moving. So it's not unpleasant, you know, I mean, it's not pleasant, but it's not, you know, really unpleasant. It's just kind of is what it is. And you do it as fast as you can, you know, I mean, because you don't want to stress the dog out. So you try to get it done. But this is a busy shop, so there's two bathers normally, and the groomer just takes the dog from the bather, you know, and it's in, all the groomer does is cut the hair, you know, because the bather is cut the toenails, you know, brushed out the hair, you know, done all that stuff. And so all the groomer has to do is just kind of finish it up. Well, then there's another bather. So there's two bathers. Well, the other bather, she answers the phone too and deals with customers. So she has to like put down a dog or, you know, go do something in the middle of a dog or whatever. So they kind of trade off. Well, I don't have to do any of that. My job is bathe dogs and bathe and prep a dog. And so I can kind of concentrate and kind of stick with it. Well, the last 2 days, the groomer has been giving me, you know, a couple of her dogs, you know, to do. And I don't get paid enough really to make it worth my while, except for the fact that she knows that I know that I should get paid more. So she splits her fees with me, and it's nice. I mean, she definitely gets it. And at the end of the day, she's not exhausted from, you know, dealing with, you know, dogs that are more difficult, because she does give me, you know, the kind of the shit. Well, and it's kind of the shit because it's not her regular customers. So when she sends them out, that her customers don't say, well, it doesn't look like your normal groom. These customers don't know what a normal groom looks like. So I can, you know, and everybody has a different style, you know, I mean, and she comes from, she does, you know, her feet differently than I do, and the heads differently than I do. And so whenever she gives me a dog, she gives me one that doesn't have an owner with any kind of preconceived notion. So I've got pretty much a blank slate, and I can kind of do it my own way, and it works out great. So I turned out a couple of them today, and she was real happy, and I made good money. And so I took some of my good money, and I invested in some weed. And it's funny because I haven't, you know, last year I worked at a weed farm, and so I was still smoking good organic bud, you know. And then when I ran out in June in Illinois, I didn't buy, you know, I mean, I didn't buy from anybody because I didn't want to get in trouble, you know. I didn't want to have to do any probation there or anything like that. Well, here in Georgia, they decriminalized. They haven't legalized it, but they decriminalized it. So you've got less than an ounce of weed, you get caught. It's a $75 fine. I mean, that's all it is, a misdemeanor. And you pay your fine and you just go about your business. So I'm like, all right, that's fine. And so one of the girls introduced me to somebody that I can get it from. So today I bought a half ounce of banana OG in a vape pen. And I don't have it yet. And if I did, I'd be sleeping right now. It's funny because I've been smoking at work. They smoke there, you know, and that pen allows you to smoke inside. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you don't smell smoke. I mean, you don't smell anything. And especially in a dog grooming shop, because I mean, there's all kinds of smells, you know what I mean? So you don't smell weed, but that's this banana OG. If you look it up on Leafly, it's got a pretty good review. But what it does is it makes me laugh like a crazy person. There was a dog in there today. There was two dogs. And I can't remember. Oh, Bentley and Junior, maybe. Are their names. And one of them's little. And some kind of maybe Shih Tzu cross, maybe. Maybe Shih Tzu poodle cross or something like that. But and the other one is a Labradoodle, and it's a retarded Labradoodle. And I say retarded in just because there's just no other word, you know, goofy, I guess. But I mean, just absolutely clueless, you know, I mean, 100% clueless. And they are so attached to each other. It was so funny. And they're difficult to groom because, I mean, they can't be out of each other's sight. And I mean, they can, but if they're in each other's sight, they want to be together. And it's the funniest thing. So we put them on the floor together and they're happy. And if you split them up, they are just awful. And it's, so the little one, I put the big one on my table, and my little grooming area has a door, like a half door. And so his little buddy couldn't get in there, but he could see what I was doing. So he's up on his hind legs like a little circus dog, and he's got his mouth open. Like, he looked like he wanted to say something, but nothing was coming out. He was just like, you know. And it was just killing me. He just looked like he was just totally at a loss for words. Like, I can't believe you just did that, you know. And my coworker, she saw it, and it just caught her so funny. And I mean, it was just, and so then we pointed it out to the groomer, and he's just standing there on his hind feet, and his mouth is open, and he's got his little arms out, like, what did you do? You took my buddy. And he's like, I can't believe you took my buddy. But it was so funny. And I would, if we had a camera going all the time, that it absolutely would be priceless, because it was just so funny. So I groomed the dog, you know, I prepped the dog, and holy crap, was he a pain in the ass. And so then I get him all prepped, and the groomer said, well, you know, you could finish that one. I'm like, really? Like, thank you. Give me a shittier one, please. And I mean, it's not like he was a bad dog. He was just clueless, absolutely clueless. The only thing he's paying attention to is his little buddy. I mean, and I've got scissors and, you know, a clippers, and that dog had absolutely no idea that I was giving my haircut. It was so funny. And I'm just not familiar with that, because most of the dogs that I've groomed, I mean, they have been, you know, they're my regular customers. They come in all the time. They know the routine. This guy, he could have come in every day and he wouldn't have known the routine. It was so funny. Oh my God. And the thing with Labradoodle owners is these dogs are so sweet and so funny that their people don't require them to know anything other than being sweet and funny. So they don't know how to sit. They don't like it, their feet touched. They don't like, you know, being picked up. I mean, they just are not. And it's not even that they don't like it. They just haven't had it done. Because, I mean, these are, you know, 60, 75-pound dogs. So, I mean, they're not used to getting picked up. But they're, it's so funny. I mean, it's... It is a challenge, and the word that came up regularly in the last 2 days is they're challenging, and it's like, you have absolutely no idea. That is probably the most understated description you could probably ever come up with. They are challenging, to say the least, but the owners love them, and they know that our job's not easy, so the tips are really good, you know, I mean, so, it makes it worth it. It's just such a funny job, and like I said, and my coworkers are great. I never would have started a job, and it's really funny, because I just fell right into this, you know, I mean, and these girls are just a blast. I mean, when they called me today because one of the other girls got sick, and so they called me in, and I got in here at 9:30, and they get in at 8:30, so they only had an hour start, but it just, the morning didn't fall together, so when I got there, we weren't really an hour ahead, we were like an hour behind, so we were playing catch up all day. So I don't think we got out of there till like 6, but for me, it doesn't matter. I'm just going out to the bus. I don't have to go do anything or whatever. So I went and had a couple of beers, and I didn't eat anything tonight. I had barbecue for lunch, which was spectacular as usual, but it was a little heavy. You know, I mean, I ate too much, and well, it's not even that I ate too much. I just didn't, I don't know. It just kind of sat there, I guess. It was a lot of food. But I was really hungry. Holy shit. And I think today, a couple hours, I'm going to walk across the street to the, there's a bakery across the street. And I'm going to walk across the to the bakery and get a couple cups of coffee. And come back in the morning and make myself some breakfast and call it good. I have no idea. I'm saying that because it's 4 hours away, and I'm probably not going to do it because I'm probably going to fall asleep soon, and then wake up just in time to go to work, because that seems to be my MO. And I do have coffee in the shop, and I get plenty of time to drink it in the morning. Because, I mean, we don't really get started. Well, you can't really get started because you've got... You've got customers coming in, but my job is to grab one right away, so it's not 10:30 before the groomer has a dog to do. So I try to grab one by 8:30 and have it on her table by 9, so she's not, you know, spinning her wheel. So that's kind of my job. So I get in first thing in the morning, start myself a cup of coffee, and then I get till 8:30 to drink my coffee, and then at 8:30 I grab a dog and go to work. So you guys, you know what they say, if you love your job, you know, it's not work. And that, I love my job. I mean, I have always loved this job. And the best part about this job is I don't have to explain shit. You know, I mean, it's like I don't have to deal with the customers. I don't have to do anything. I just wash dogs. And I wash and groom dogs. But they're still Jerry's dogs. They're still my groomer's dogs. So she, you know, deals with the customers. I'm just kind of behind the scenes. And that's the way I like it. And it just takes the headache out of the job. It makes the job fun. So, and I'm trying to get on with Lyft or Uber. And I have, apparently, in 2012, it was a rough year for me. I have a... driving on a suspended license, which was just a joke. It wasn't even actually suspended. It was expired, and I hadn't renewed it. And so I got caught and had a ticket, and I didn't pay the ticket. And then they suspended my license. So that, I guess I don't know how it works. But, you know, so I was driving unsuspended. So it wasn't something that I could, you know, I got a court supervision. And supposedly you get court supervision, it's supposed to come off your record. Well, apparently that's bullshit because it's on my record. Well, and then I also got a battery charge, and it was just a stupid thing. I got mad at a woman that almost ran over my dog, and we kind of got in a fight, and I'd been drinking, you know. I was just like, it was at my house. I mean, it's not on my own damn house. I mean, that was the deal. She almost ran over my dog at my own damn house. And then I got upset and I pulled off her glasses and I hit her through the window of her car. Well, I didn't really hit her. I mean, I guess I just pulled her hair and broke her glasses, but she filed a police report on me. And this is just, don't laugh. This is so bad. She went and filed charges. Well, then the police officers came out of my house. Well, they didn't come out right away. They came out like 2 hours later. Well, I'd finished. I was still drinking, you know, because I was home alone and upset at that point. And so I was still drinking. So I got drunk and I went to bed. And apparently I sleep naked, you know, TMI, I've heard. But I don't in the bus, you know, because you just never know who's going to knock on your door. But at home, I did. Well, and so apparently I must have come to the door naked and there are cops there. And I remember they're like, put on some clothes. We need to talk to you. And I'm like, fuck you. And I went to bed. And I did. I just went back to bed, you know, closed the door and went back to bed. Well, they couldn't do anything. It's not like they could break down my door. So I got a letter in the mail. I got a letter in the mail saying that I was being charged with battery, bodily harm, some kind of shit. I was like, great. So I went to court, and the public defender at the time said, it's really not worth fighting. You know, if you go for court supervision, they'll take it off your record. Well, so I went for court supervision, paid my fines, and went a year without getting in trouble. Well, apparently those are coming up on my background check, so I might not be able to get on with Uber or Lyft because I have those two charged. But what is that, 6 years ago? Apparently it's still on there. So I might have to pick up I don't know what I'm doing. The holiday's coming, so I'll have way better tips, you know, than what I do. And I've already got, I make $50 a day in tips. So, I mean, I can't bitch. And apparently they get better. So, you know, that's a good thing. So, yeah, I'm going with that. But, yeah, you guys have a great day. And again, thank you again for listening. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It's, 8:39, and it is Saturday, October 20th, and I am kicking back, relaxing for the, next 2 days. I have 2 days off, and oh my gosh, I'm probably gonna need them. I'm just absolutely beat. I mean, it's not like tired, not even like sleepy, and my feet hurt, and that's, I was looking at shoes today, and I'm gonna be, I don't know, I need to be looking. Tomorrow I'm gonna go thrifting, and I'm gonna hit the thrift stores and see if I can find some, suitable tops for, wearing while I bathe and groom, because, you know, dog hair is kind of hard on your clothes, so I'm gonna do that. I just kind of hunt around. Right now I'm camped at Walmart in Roswell, Georgia. I picked up a couple of, curtains. It's funny because they're not as dark as the ones I had before, but it's not that big a deal. I mean, they'll be fine. I'm trying to figure out how to black this all out. I guess I'm gonna have to buy some spray paint. I thought about the snow, you know, the decorative snow for the holidays. But the only problem with that is it flakes off. It adds more of a mess. It's just not really, it's not really that great an idea. It's $1.50 a can, and I don't know how far a can goes, and that just didn't seem like a good idea. So, oh my gosh, it was a two-doodle day. We had two Labradoodles, a Springer Spaniel, a French Bulldog, a French Bulldog's Buddy, which is kind of a Maltese mix, a couple of Malteses. Oh my gosh, I ended up making $46 in tips, so that wasn't a bad day. Had fun with the girls. It was really nice. It's just definitely a nice relationship. It's a pleasant place to work, and it's a pleasant job. So I can't ask for a better deal than that. I am in the middle of oh my gosh, I got my weed pen, and it's kind of it's like a little vape. You know, like a little vape box, and the cartridge just fits right in there. It's pretty fucking awesome. And it's not a banana OG. It's something. I can't remember what she called it. I don't know. It all does about the same. This is nice for relaxing. And apparently you recharge it, just plugging it in like on your cell phone charger. So it's, and I don't smoke that much. So, and you know, especially since I haven't smoked. Dinner tonight, I didn't go out. I bought a 12 pack of Budweiser Copper Lager, which I like. I've also got my red wine. I've got my Benadryl. But I broke down and bought a couple of scented candles. I watch Van City Van Life, I believe, with Chrome and Diesel. And he uses candles. And I thought, well, that's just such a nice idea. And it actually warms up a little bit. But I think I'm going to concentrate on figuring out some sconces and stuff like that. But oh my gosh. It was, I got to groom a couple dogs myself, you know. She lets me do the feet and the body, and, you know, we still, you know, I'd like to learn her style on her heads so I can help her out on a few more, but Robin's coming back, so I probably won't be doing as much, helping on that. Jerry's trying to line it around so she can keep me working. So I'll just wait and see how that, you know, how that plays out, but I'm prepared not to make a lot of money for the next, you know, I got my paycheck will be here, what, I guess in 2 weeks. I don't know, but I'm not really worried. Like I said, I've got plenty of food. I've got everything I need. Like, bought 2 new curtains. I've got this really cute kind of, like, zebra stripe. It's a like, lap blanket. But the other side is black, so it looks really nice. It's kind of, I like it. I'm trying to block out all the windows, and I'll figure it out, you know. And just do it. A little bit. I did decide that I was going to put a refrigerator in here and, oh my gosh, refrigerator and something else. Ah, crap, I can't remember what else. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, it'll come to me. But it was a refrigerator and something else. Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Maybe proper cabinets. I'm not sure. Who knows? It'll come to me, but you guys, I think that's probably the weed. I'm probably ready for bed. It's 8:44. Hopefully, guys, you know, wish me some luck. I might sleep through the night. I don't have to get up. I made sure my alarm clocks were off. You know, I don't have to get up in the morning. I tried to darken it in here as much as possible. I parked in a hidey hole here at Walmart. So hopefully, I'll get a good night's sleep. So wish me luck. But you guys, peace. I'll talk to you soon. Yeah, hey, it's Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It's 6:27, and I believe it's Sunday, October 21st. That's pretty cool. Yesterday was a great day at work. Oh my gosh, we did a really good business, and everything came together. I had $46 in tips, maybe $43. Yeah, $43 in tips, and I got to groom a Labradoodle, and I can't even remember her name. I don't remember. Phyllis or something. I don't know. It's not that important. There's so many of them go through there. I can't remember. I groomed 2. Yeah, we had an older doodle, which is not going to be pleasant. It was like 11 years old, and it had surgery for its ACL, apparently tore a tendon. And she's older, so she's already, well, I mean, I don't know how much of it is surgery related or her age related, but it kind of gave you a look into what we're going to be dealing with, you know, in about 10 years in this industry. We're going to be dealing with a lot of aged and infirm. Yeah, that's probably a good word. Infirm, you know, not, I don't know, she was feeble. I mean, she just definitely was not up to par, and I'm not even sure why they brought her in, because she wasn't that long, but I imagine you want to get them back into their regular routine as quick as you can, so then they heal better, because something like that's pretty, you know, pretty hard to deal with, especially for a doodle, because they're kind of retarded. It would be like having surgery done on Calvin, you know. I mean, he wouldn't get it, you know. I mean, you can't, I mean, he, Well, you know, now that's funny because now I sit here and I think about, I guess, exactly the same deal because he had major surgery last year, about now. He had one of those big tumors and it was on his, like, chest, like, on underside of his chest. It wasn't, like, on a bone. I don't really remember. Yeah, it was further down. It was just past the rib cage. And I had it removed, and I had a you know, a tune-up done on Calvin, and that was cost me $1,000. But I've never had to spend anything on Calvin, and it's never anything significant. I had to take him to the vet when he had, like, a stomach bug. He had giardia, I guess. And so he had the scoots for, oh, my gosh, long enough that they were painful, and he was all freaked out. So I had to take him to the vet for that. And I think that's the only time. Maybe I don't know. I took him when he was younger. I took him quite a bit to Dr. Probst when he was younger, I think. And I can't even remember that. I don't even know why I even started that training conversation. Oh yeah, I do, because I have weed. So it's like I just talk whatever the fuck I want to say. Yeah, apparently Megan and Calvin are up, but I'm not getting up because today is my day off, and I have 2 days off. So last week I worked at least 10 hours a day. At least 9 hours a day every day last week. It's like, holy shit, did I? And I hadn't worked at all in, what, a couple of years. So that was pretty impressive. And I love the job, so you can't beat that. But, oh my God, I am tired. Sleepy still. That's wonderful. But what I got up to tell you is, Georgia is a wonder to me because I don't know what the seasons are. When the seasons are, they, you know, we have 4 seasons here. They're just not very, they're mild. They're mild. But right now, what is this, October 20th? And the leaves are still green. I mean, I have an oak tree right out my window, just like I did in Illinois. But it still has leaves on it. No, I have not seen as many squirrels now, but I've seen a few squirrels. If I fed squirrels right here in this little Walmart, I would have squirrels because I am surrounded by, like, a forest. And that's what is just so beautiful about Georgia. You know, I mean, there's so many trees. They did such a good job of fitting the houses in amongst the trees, as opposed to Illinois, you know, where, you know, they just didn't have trees. So here, you know, I mean, I'm in a forest here. I am in as pretty a location as I've ever been. And nobody gives me any shit. Absolutely freaking nobody. I mean, nobody. I'm not kidding you. No one, since I left Woodstock, has asked me one single question about the bus. It's so funny. And I mean, and I live in Walmart parking lot. I live in Crabapple, you know, in Milton on Crabapple Street, which if you've watched Groundhog Day, you've been to Milton. Because, I mean, that's exactly what this little town is. It's just like a little walking town, Milton. And I actually think the town is actually Crabapple, which is not even a town. It's kind of a village, you know. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. It's like I died and went to heaven. Because, I mean, I have a great job. I have excellent coworkers. I have an excellent place to live. And I can do absolutely freaking anything I want. And I'm like, I am laying in bed right now at 6:30 in the morning, and I am drinking a beer, and I am smoking weed, and I am cuddled up under my covers because I hadn't thought ahead enough to leave out one of my little heaters, but I don't need it because I'm not getting up. So I'm just curled up under the covers, you know, and I'm comfortable as hell. I don't have to get up today. And then tomorrow, I'm going to go clean Jerry's apartment. And she said I could use her washer and dryer. Well, if I ask nicely, I bet you I can use her shower. If not, I'm going to Planet Hollywood or Planet Fitness. But I'm going to get a shower tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to do it today. I don't think I'm leaving Walmart today. I think I'm just chilling right here. This is my day off. And I'm not doing shit. And well, I'm going to go in. No, I gotta go in for coffee. But McDonald's is right there, so I'm gonna go in. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I might buy fixing for coffee. I guess I need to buy some instant coffee and creamer and shit to have in here. And I've got one at work, so I don't have to haul it back and forth like an idiot. Yeah. But you guys, whatever your dream is, just follow it. And trust God. Because you know what? The only reason I'm in Georgia, everybody says, what brought you to Georgia? And I said, $1,000. You know, Chris, I told Chris I'd be out of there by Friday. I said, I'll bet you $1,000 I'll be out of here by Friday. She said, you don't have $1,000. I said, fuck you, I will. And you know, when I got here to Georgia, I picked up a load in Kentucky. A load in Salem, Missouri. Holy shit. I had loaded two loads in, this is so funny. I loaded two loads of freight coming to Atlanta area, in St. Louis. Well, one in, one in O'Fallon, and the other one in, I can't remember. Something out west of town. Like Manchester, maybe, or something. I don't remember. I don't remember. But then I left Illinois with $400. And I went to Missouri and I picked up two loads. I picked up two loads in the city area. One was an apartment and one was a pallet of laptops. And then because I didn't have enough fuel, I barely had enough fuel to get to Georgia. So if I took a short run, then U-Ship would pay me for that short run. So I took a short run for $232 or some shit. And it was a pontoon, and I, dumbass being, yeah, I can fit it. I'm sure I can fit it. Well, I even told the guy that I'd hauled two of them inside my bus. That's how big a liar I was to make sure I got out to Georgia. So we broke my back window out trying to get it in. But ended up putting it on top of my bus. And it was so funny because he wanted, so bad, here's the story. Because he said, why don't we just put it on the roof? I said, I don't have it. He said, then you could just strap it down. I said, I don't have any straps. And he's got a strap in his hand. Well, I just bought this one yesterday. And I got another one up at the house. He says, I'll sell them to you for $50. I'm like, oh. I said, I don't have $50. And he said, well, you can send it to me when you get it. I'm like, all right, cool, that's what I'll do. Well, so I went to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and unloaded it, which is a funny story in itself. I might get around and tell you. But I had those three things. Well, one was whatever. I'll tell you the whole story whenever I feel like it. But that's how I got to Georgia. But that, kids, is how I got to Georgia. That's how your grandma got to Georgia. Yeah, hey, this is Vicky, Gypsy Clipper. It's 7:07 on Sunday morning. And this is what one of the things that creeps me out here is it's still friggin' dark. It's like, I'm like, all right, this is awesome. So, I mean, I get up, it's still dark. I get up, and like now, I don't have to actually wake up. I'm just chilling like it's evening. Now, my fingers are cold. One of the things I really wish I'd have done is I wish I'd have got my heaters going. Because right now, it would be warm in here. It will be as soon as the sun comes up. But usually, when it starts getting chilly like this, I turn on heat. Well, I have been so busy with work and so exhausted. Well, the bus is warm in the evening. And the reason it's warm in the evening is because it has absorbed all the heat, you know, from the outside. And these people that insulate their buses, I'm like, that's just dumb. I mean, this is a great setup. You only have to stay cold until you get out of bed, because everything, I mean, like this mattress that I have, it's a California king size, you know, Therm-a-Rest or whatever mattress, so it's solid rubber. And so, I mean, it absorbs a lot of heat, you know, and then the metal in the boss absorbs a lot of heat. So during the day, it picks up all the ambient temperature outside. So, I mean, it's in the 70s, 80s, 90s in your bus when you come in. And what you do is you turn on a fan and move it all around, you know, and then it stays, you know, temperate all through the bus until you go to sleep and you're not, you know, producing, you know, heat. Because it's like, I can sit outside and sit, sorry, breakfast. I can sit in my chair in the morning and freeze my ass off. I can sit in my chair in the evening and be nice and warm. It's because the bus is nice and warm. And the more I do to it, the more heat retention it'll have. But, I mean, in the meantime, in the mornings it's cold. And you say, don't get out from underneath the covers. And then you won't know it's cold. Well, you have to, because you have to pee in the morning. I can pull the mind over matter thing on my bladder for a little while. I'm like, my brain is stronger than my bladder. My bladder is not going to make me get out of bed. Well, now I kind of like getting out of bed, you know, in the morning. Well, I haven't got a choice, actually, so I have to get out, you know, now that I have to work, I do have to get out of bed. So, I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing, trying to figure out how to, you know, now I'll have my heater turned on, because this is just dumb. I have propane. It's not like I'm broke, I'm just caught off guard. Because, like I said, I haven't had to use propane. And if I didn't mind the noise, honestly, I could turn on the bus and turn on the heat. But I don't want to disturb anybody on a Sunday morning. You know? All I have to do is just turn on my propane and nobody would know. Oh my gosh, I'm sore. Holy crap. Yeah, that's, well, and I mean, I just wake up sore, you know, I mean, because I don't want to get out of my really nice bed. I mean, my bed is awesome. It's just like, you just kind of melt into it like a big cushion. It's just awesome. But, yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be a good day. Like I said, it's my day off. And I'm going to go get coffee at some point, but that's going to be a while. No need to rush into these things, you know. I'm going to make some kind of breakfast bowl or some shit. I'll see. I have potatoes and I got shit. I got this, kid. Yeah, I was thinking I've got potatoes, I've got sausage, I've got eggs, I've got milk. I can actually make, I just looked at these, like, skillet breakfast things, you know, like from Bob Evans, or they're not really skillet breakfast, they're the microwave version of skillet breakfast. It goes, that's exactly what they are. And I almost gave in to that. I almost got a microwave. Oh, my God. And I don't want a microwave. I don't want to give in to the convenience. I still like homemade everything, you know, and it's not like it's that difficult. We're just lazy. Well, it's not even that we're lazy. We're just tired. It's like, but I'm not that tired, so I'm going to proceed with the day, and I think I'm going to make something special for breakfast, and not go anywhere. No, I'm going to go to Walmart or McDonald's and get some coffee, but I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you, and have a wonderful morning.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.